Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How much is a human life really worth? Is the life of a youth, a young person, worth more than that of an elderly or older person? Is the life of a peasant equal in value, say, to that of a youth with a college degree who has his life before him? That question was debated in China when an old peasant fell into a night soil pit and a 24-year-old medical student, Zhang Hua, seeing his distress, waded into the pit to save the old man's life. Noxious gases, though, overcame the young medical student, and he lost his life. Quickly, Communist Party officials proclaimed the young man a national hero, a model of selflessness for Chinese youth. He was eulogized by China's top leaders in a campaign that was meant to silence the crisis of confidence among Chinese youth who questioned the values of the government. The issue, though, touched off an unexpected and emotional debate following a Shanghai newspaper story. Within 3 days, more than 1,600 letters were received, having been written by young people who said they viewed the young medical student as a fool, not a hero. What's even more noteworthy is the fact that 1,600 letters came from within a country where it has not been healthy to write letters of dissent. "What is praiseworthy," wrote a medical student, "is only his noble spirit, but not his actions. The loss of life at such an early age and with such a promising future was not justified by what a 69-year-old peasant might have contributed to society in his last few years." Another wrote, "It is certainly not worthwhile to barter gold for the same weight in stone. The odds were heavily against the young man who gave his life trying to save another." My observation is that the young student's philosophy, that the peasant's life was not worth that of a promising young medical student, much better represents the philosophy of Marxists, commitment to the state, than does the attitude of the party officials who try to make a hero out of him. Well, what would you say? Is one life worth more than another? Where do we get the notion that one life is equal in value to another anyway? That all lives are of equal importance? That all men are created equal under God, and that every person, regardless of his age, race, color, or religion, has the right to live and die a natural death? That concept comes not from the writings of Marx or Engels, but from the Bible. The Bible says that all people are equal in God's sight, and that the value of human life is a cherished foundation of the Judeo-Christian way of life. Jesus himself said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." The value of life is further heightened by the death of Jesus himself. He gave his life, that all people everywhere might have eternal life. Would you like to see what God thinks of the value of human life? Then look at the lonely figure of his son on the cross and hear God say, "I cared enough about you and your life personally to let my son die for you." The attitude of the Chinese youth who said Yang Hua was really a fool to save the life of the old man was not simply a reflection of the party teaching, but a picture of our old sinful nature that cries out, "Me first, you don't count." The value of human life demands that we care about others, that we recognize the importance of every human life, both born and unborn. Also, that we recognize life is a God-given right, which none has the right in his own hands to take from another.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.